Hey there, and welcome again to the Bible Speaks to You podcast. Today, I am honored to have my good friend and fellow podcaster on the show, Marcus Watson. Marcus, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, it's really great. I appreciate you being here. Marcus is a pastor, a podcaster, and an author. He hosts the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast for Fuller Seminary's Church Leadership Institute, and he is the author of a book called Beyond Thingification, Helping Your Church Engage in God's Mission. And Marcus lives in San Diego with his wife and three kids. I have really come to appreciate his thoughtfulness, his genuine interest in helping people and churches, and his truly Christ-like approach to his ministry. So, Marcus, I'm really, really grateful that you're joining us today. Marcus, what can churches do today to go forward?
What the church needs is, what churches need is to begin to just pay attention to what God is doing in their communities. Don't make it about survival, self-preservation. Don't make it about trying to get as big as possible, self-propagation, but just pay attention to what God is doing in your neighborhood and then get involved in what God is doing there. Whether the people you serve, in whatever way you do, come to your church or not, right?
I think that's really a sense of spiritual maturity.
Mm. Yeah. You know, another word, if I may, that I think of a lot when I'm thinking about the church's calling or the church's mission is the Hebrew word shalom. And I love that word because it means peace, right? That's sort of what we usually think of, but it's not just peace. It's not just absence of hostility. It's this comprehensive state of well-being that touches every aspect of life. And so I think the church is called to bring shalom into the world, right? To bring well-being into the world. Mm. And well-being in regard to our relationship with God, shalom, right? Restoration, reconciliation with God. But also well-being in our relationships with each other, well-being in our relationship with the creation, and also well-being in our relationship with our own selves, right? Inner shalom, so to speak. And I think, And I think the church, we've gotten away in a lot of ways from that. I think it still happens. I think we still do it, but there's mixed in with that is all the anxiety over, are we surviving or thriving or whatever, right? But if we could just lean into what's God doing in the world? Where in our neighborhood is God wanting to bring some healing and wholeness? And let's just get involved in that, right? Even if it doesn't lead to church growth, right?
I'm glad you came back to that because I was about to. That is pretty incredible to me to think of caring about your community, whether they come to your church or not. Because I know some attitudes are, well, we're just going to take care of our members, and if they come to our church and join, then we'll take care of them. I know other churches that are reaching out into the community, and as you said, they don't care whether they come or not. They're just trying to help the community. I think that takes a real unselfishness, a collective unselfishness of a whole church to do that and realize we're just here to bless. Where can we shine the light of love and Christliness in our community? What do you think Jesus would say if he walked into our churches today? What do you think he would say? I mean, it depends on the church, obviously.
I think the first thing he would say is, I love you, right? I love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a great answer.
And he would say more than that, but I think that's the first thing he would say.
I was looking for what he would tell us we were doing wrong, and you brought it back to what he would really say.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, and I think he does, right? More than anything else, you know, there's a lot of stuff we need to fix. And I think the other thing that Jesus would say is follow me, you know, I love you. Now follow me. Come on. Here's where we're going. But it starts with our belovedness, right? The first thing we hear the Father say to Jesus is, you are my beloved son, right? With you, I'm well pleased. And then he begins his ministry, right? But our calling to serve the world starts with our belovedness,